Amen. Amen. Well, he did catch me by surprise. Are we on here? We're on here. All right. So give me just a couple of minutes. All right. Well, I do apologize. The ones that come out with Brother Duncan, right when he said, come on and preach, felt the first thought to come in my mind was to preach this message that the Lord has allowed me to preach at our church not too long ago, and that's when y'all were out here. Amen. When it was on discipleship is where we'll be looking at this evening. That's in Luke chapter number 14. Luke chapter number 14. Open your Bibles there, please. We'll be reading several verses there. And while you're turning there, I want to say thank the Lord for this opportunity. It's a long ways from South Dakota to here. Amen. And but I thank the Lord for this opportunity of being here in camp meeting with y'all. And I am with Macedonia World Baptist Missions. My family is with me as well as another family. The Lord laid it on our heart several years ago to go to South Dakota. Amen. And to preach the gospel. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that. Amen. I wouldn't trade places with anybody. And the Lord sent us out there. Of course, Good Shepherd Baptist Church, I want to say thank you. Y'all do support us up there in South Dakota. And I thank you for your financial and your prayerful support to our family. We've got a family here tonight with us that come all the way from South Dakota. And with us, and matter of fact, there's going to be two more families tomorrow. Lord willing, they'll be here tomorrow evening as well. And listen, they ain't never been in camp meeting. They ain't never seen nothing like this before, preacher. Amen. But I thank the good Lord, this couple that's sitting right up here with us, amen, they started coming to the church not too long ago. And we just started the church just over a year ago. And last Sunday, we had 48 people, bro. We had 48 people in service. Amen. And had one, this young man right here, his mama got saved last Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. He got saved not too long ago because what happened is his grandpa passed away and he was one of our charter members. I preached his funeral and they started coming to church. His wife right here sitting beside him, she got saved first. She got saved the same day that her boy did. Amen. Then the next week, Brother Justin got saved. Amen. And just a few weeks ago, stand up right there, Isaac. This little boy right here, that is Brother Justin's younger brother. He's 14-year-old. He got saved about 3 weeks ago. Amen. We just had our second baptizing last Sunday. We baptized 6. We baptized 12 so far this year. Amen. We've seen 14 people get saved by the grace of God this year so far. Amen. Amen. So listen, I'm not a missionary. It's got any sad stories to tell you. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you, listen, God is just as real in South Dakota as He is down here in Kentucky. Amen. And I thank the good Lord, amen, for meeting with us up there. And here's what these families told me. They got saved now. And I could tell you some stories. Amen. This one fella that's coming tomorrow, he used to be the chairman of the board of a Lutheran church right there in town. He set it up for me to come and preach in a Lutheran church because they didn't have a pastor. Somebody says, man, you'd go over there and preach in a Lutheran church? I did it twice, amen, and preach the gospel. Preach like a wild man in there, amen. And listen, the Lord met with us, but some of them didn't want me coming back. And Brother Larson, that's his name, he'll be here tomorrow night. He started coming to church over there, amen. And listen, he said, I want to join the church. He's got a good testimony about being saved. I said, man, you got to get baptized, amen. And so we baptized him and his wife. And his sister, amen. I tell you, the Lord's just been working, and He's just been a-moving. And I thank the Lord for that, amen. They said, we want to go to camp meeting. I said, you sure? That's what I said, brother. I said, are you sure? And they said, man, we want to go to camp meeting. And listen, I said, well, praise God, we'll just load up, and we'll go down there to go to Southern-style camp meeting. They ain't never seen nothing like this before, amen. Especially when this place gets packed out and somebody's liable to take a lap around here. Amen. I done told them, man. Amen. I said, there ain't no telling what happened down there at Brother Duncan's, amen. But I thank the good Lord for this opportunity. Luke chapter number 14. I want to preach on this thought tonight on counting the cost. On counting the cost. Amen. In Luke chapter number 14, the Bible says in verse number 25, says, and there went great multitudes with him, and he turned, and he said unto them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and brethren and sisters, yea, not his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doeth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first, counteth the cost, whether he be and whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation, is not able to finish it, all behold it, begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage, and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, cannot be my disciple. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is neither fit for the land, nor yet for the dunghill. But men cast it out, and he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let's bow for just a moment in prayer, all right? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before you this evening, Lord, I stand, dear God, Lord, where I do not, Lord, and cannot stand by myself. Lord, I need the touch of the Holy Ghost of God upon my life tonight. Lord, you know each heart in here tonight. Lord, and I pray, dear God, Lord, would you please, Lord, take the message and use it for your honor and for your glory. Lord, may you take the message, Lord, and may those that have ears to hear, may they hear the message tonight. Lord, may they apply it to their life. Lord, may you use this message, Lord, to bring somebody to you, Lord, to walk closer to you, or perhaps, Lord, to come to know you as Savior tonight. I do pray in Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen and amen. First of all, I ain't never been in a camp meeting where I actually got to preach. I want to say, and to beat all, I'm the first one. Amen. What about that? Amen. And I wouldn't, if I had my choice, I would not have wanted to go first. Amen. But amen. Listen, y'all just pray for me tonight. I find here in the Scripture that Jesus has just finished a meal, and he walks outside, and the Bible says that he's got great multitudes following with him. Amen. Now listen, us Baptist preachers, we would have liked that. We would have turned around and said, praise God, I got a big old crowd following me. Amen. And we would have figured out a way to keep that crowd. That's what we would have done. Amen. And we would have preached the message on, amen, all of you can be the Lord's disciple. But the Lord looks at this crowd and he says, you know what? I am going to thin the crowd out. Amen. He says, I'm going to thin it out because everybody that is following me cannot be my disciple. I just want to ask you tonight, are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you his disciple? Amen. Did you know that you can be saved and on your way to heaven and not be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's right. Amen. You can be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ and not know Christ as your Savior, because Judas did. Amen. He followed the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you that there are people in our Baptist churches tonight, amen, that listen, they are disciples of a religious creed. They are disciples of a religious belief system and not a disciple of a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Are you his disciple? Amen. Jesus looks at this crowd and he says, those that have ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. Listen, maybe you have ears to hear this message here tonight. Amen. Would to God that it would change our lives if we get a hold of the concepts in this message. Because here's the simple truth. Amen. Brother Duncan, I made this comment when y'all were there, and I believe this with all my heart. So many times, we come to so many camp meetings. We go to so many revivals. We hear message after message after message. And so many times, preachers are spinning their wheels on preaching subjects like, would you go to church? Amen. Y'all might as well nod right there. Can you at least nod? Amen. We have to preach messages on, will you please go to church? I mean, after all, you are a Christian. And you say that you believe in Jesus. Would you go to church, please? We're spinning our wheels preaching sermons like, hey, could we get you to read your Bible, please? Amen. I mean, the one book that's supposed to mean everything in the world to a Christian, and we have to preach, will you please read the Bible? Amen. Would you please pray sometime? Amen. Would you, you know, could I persuade you to pray? I mean, you said you were a Christian. Could I get you to pray?
so many times we are hacking, amen, for every 99 that are hacking at the branches, there's one that is striking at the root. And here is the root, that if we love Christ first and foremost and are His disciples, amen, we won't have a problem picking up our Bible and reading. We won't have a problem, amen. We won't have to send out a search and rescue party to get you come church time, amen.
I'm going to slide it up now so I can get louder, amen. My voice is already about gone. You said preach, amen. He said preach. He turned me loose. Amen. Listen, amen, we are spinning our wheels. If we love Christ first and foremost, amen, we won't have a problem coming prayer time. It'd be our privilege, amen, to bow before God. Amen, we would get to think, my soul, I get to bow before the living God this evening. Yes, sir. Now I'm going to give you three things that Jesus said. Those that cannot be the Lord's disciple. Are you the Lord's disciple? Are you the Lord's disciple or do you play church? There's a lot of folks that play church. I'm just being honest with you. Amen. We know we have, oh boy, we have become pros at church, have we not? Amen. We are professional churchgoers here in America. Yes, sir. Professionals. We know how to dress the right way. We know how to smile the right way. We know how when people meet us, how we are to greet them. We know all the right things, but deep down, are we a follower, a true follower of Jesus Christ, friend? Is your faith and your hope in a person? You say, well, praise God, I got a Bible. I go to such and such church. Listen, I've got all these things down pat. But you can have all those things down pat and not be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, those that cannot be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ are those that allow human love to exceed their love for Him. Oh yeah. Those, listen, here's what Jesus said. Except a man hate his father and his mother, his wife, his brother, his sister, unless he hates them. Somebody says, man, does God want us to hate anybody? Now listen, the Bible don't contradict itself. Amen. How many of y'all drove around Atlanta before? That's where I'm originally from. Not in Atlanta, but close to it. Listen, you ever been on 285 and try to do the speed limit? Listen, you're going to cause a wreck if you do that. I've been doing 70 before, and somebody passed me. Listen, this is what I said. They passed me like I was sitting still. Listen, Christ does not want us to literally hate somebody, but here's what He says. He says, your love for me ought to exceed everybody else's so much, you pass them like they were sitting still in love with me. Oh yeah. We've got to love Christ more than our children. We got to love Christ more than our family. I couldn't be at church. I mean, you know, oh, so-and-so come over to the house. I mean, I ain't seen them in a while. I told the folks up there at the church, I said, hey, listen, I've had family show up on Sunday too. And I just told them, I said, man, I'm glad you're here. Come on, go to church with me. Oh, we ain't going to go down there to church. Well, you can just wait here till I get back, amen. That's fine, that's right. Are you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Ephesians chapter number 5. You say, see there, God wants me to love my wife. But here's the thing. If we love Christ more than we love our wife, we'll love our wife the way we're supposed to love our wife. Amen. Listen, we won't have any problem loving our wife the way Christ loves the church and gave Himself for it. Amen. We will not have a problem doing that if we love Him first. We exceed our human love. Our human love exceeds our love for Him. Amen. Whether it be for our family. Amen. Whether it be, you know what? Amen. We are entertained to death, are we not? Amen. It's amazing the things that will keep us out of the prayer closet. Amen. It's amazing that TV, amen, just happens to be playing the one thing that we wanted to watch. Amen. When we should have been in there on our knees before God. Amen. It's robbed us, amen, of our devotion time. Amen. It's robbed us of getting close to God. Amen. Then we can't figure out why. Sometimes if we ain't got power on us when we're witnessing to somebody or if we're preaching, amen.
as we allow these things of the world, amen, to get in front of us. Those that allow human love to exceed. You know what some of them said when they heard that? Now listen, there's a big crowd around Jesus. There's a big old crowd. And Jesus said, you got to love me more than you love anybody. And some of them are probably leaving right here. You know what happened? They counted the cost. Because Jesus said, which one of you are not going to sit down first? And you're not going to count the cost. Maybe some of you are sitting right here in the church tonight. Let me ask you something. Is this just another meeting to go to? Well, it's Sunday night. I'm supposed to go to church. I mean, it's Sunday, ain't it? I'm supposed to go to church. Or did you come because you're so in love with Jesus that you just couldn't wait to get here? Oh, yes. We allow our human love for this world to exceed our love for Him. Amen. Young people, and I'm talking to my young people. Amen. Young people, you know what our problem is sometimes? Is we make plans. And then we say, God, would you bless that? It got quiet right there. Let me back up and mow over that one again. I said, we have done trained our young people in our churches. I know what college I'm going to go to. I know where I'm going to work. I know how much money I'm going to make. I know the corporate ladder that I am going to climb. And then we say, God, would you bless my plans? Still kind of quiet right there. In other words, we are in the driver's seat of our life if we claim to be Christ's disciple. If we're in the driver's seat, we're lying. Amen. We ain't telling the truth. I made the comment just the other night. I said, if you're in the driver's seat, would you do yourself a favor? Get out of it and ask Christ to get in the driver's seat and you get in the passenger seat. Amen. Would to God, amen, that God would, amen. We're so worried about material things now. Our young men are so worried about, where am I going to college? How much money am I going to make? Would to God, God call them to preach, amen. We're so busy with our lives. I think a lot of them miss it. God would use them, call them to preach and put them on the mission field. How about it, parents? Would you be willing to say, Lord, take my son and put him on a mission field out in Africa somewhere? Oh, no, preacher. Oh, no, he's got big plans. God, help us. Are we Jesus' disciple? Do we allow our human love for this world to come before Him? Some of them have already walked away. They said, I tell you what he's doing down there. He's starting a cult. Now that man right there, he's starting a cult. Number two, those that cannot and will not be identified with the cross of Christ cannot be His disciple. He said, they that cannot... Listen, if any man come after me, he must let him take his cross. Now listen, some of them are standing in the crowd, and some of them said, that's what they do. That's what those Romans do to people, those criminals. They put them on a cross. And they didn't want to have anything to do with Jesus' cross. We are a religious apostate nation. Amen. Somebody said, we're a Christian nation. I don't believe so. I mean, we're the closest, I think, probably the world has got. And when you think about that, my soul, Christian. Because we have churches that are full of folks who do not want to be identified with the cross. Jesus is not the 80-pound hippie on the living room wall with long flowing blonde hair and blue eyes and a trickle of blood or two coming down his face. Calvary was a whole lot more bloody than that. But I tell you what we do, we dress Jesus up, don't we? And we like to put Jesus in a three-piece suit. Why? Because it's better to be identified with something that looks better. And we've reduced Jesus to a cute little bumper sticker. Try Jesus. If you don't like Him, the devil will always have you back. I can't stand that mess. Try Jesus. Oh no. I mean, if we do that, then we must look at man as some kind of Cinderella story that, you know, we're just all going to hell and Jesus showed up at the right time. He's the Superman. He saves us all. No, the fact of the matter is we are sinners and sin killed our Lord. Amen. And Calvary was bloody. Here's what we've done, Brother Duncan. We are so scared that we're going to turn people off to the gospel that we've turned the gospel off to people. I mean, we don't want to offend nobody. We don't want to offend others. I mean, we live in a seeker-friendly world now. Oh, yeah, don't say nothing, don't do nothing that might offend somebody. Listen, I told our folks there, but listen, they can vouch for me. Amen. Listen, I've told them, I said, I want sinners to come in the house of God. I want them to feel welcome, but I don't want them to feel comfortable. And sinners can come in our churches now, amen, living in sin, and come in and leave and never feel convicted about the sin that they're living in. I'm telling you, something's wrong. There ought to be such a contrast, a difference when they come in. Amen. It ought to be Bible preaching about Calvary and about Christ and lifting them up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you His disciple? You are not your own. You have been bought with a price. And rebellion is to say, I still want to do what I want to do. We don't want to be identified with the cross of Christ. I told our folks, amen, I didn't go to Chamberlain, South Dakota as God's public representative. I went there to preach the gospel. I didn't go there to take a survey and say, hey, what do y'all think church ought to be? Hello. Y'all ain't a purpose-driven church around here, are you? Not that purpose-driven. He said, yes, sir, but he don't know what I'm talking about, does he? Put out a survey and saying, hey, what do you think church ought to be? And the world responds and say, well, we want this, and we want this, and we want this. And they say, well, this is what we're going to give them. Can you imagine Paul doing that? Going into Philippi, chief city of Macedonia, and say, hey, what do y'all think church ought to be? Let me write it down and I'm going to custom make it for you. I tell you, thank God for still some old-timey, Bible-believing, hellfire and brimstone preaching. Amen. Amen. Somebody, I had a woman ask me the other day, we got to talking and she said, oh, you're a preacher. And I said, yes, ma'am. And we kind of got to talking and, oh, she loved Rick Warren and all that and Joel Osteen and all that. And I said, oh, no, you know, and I told her about some of the things there at the church. She said, oh, you're not one of them hellfire and brimstone preachers, are you? I said, thank you. I thought, man, she spotted it right off. Hallelujah to God. Thank God. Amen. She didn't have to pry very long. Amen. I ain't ashamed. Are you ashamed of the Lord? You kids that go to public school, when you sit down in the lunchroom and you begin to eat, do you bow your head? And do you pray before those other students? Do you? Or are you ashamed? The third thing that he says, the third group that says he cannot be his disciple is those, in verse number 33, so likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all. All. All that, and that's really what we're talking about, ain't it? Do you love Jesus first and foremost? Do you? Do you love Him? Are you? Does your soul and your heart, do you long for Him? Can you be like the woman over in the book of Song of Solomon? And she's searching for Him when she can't find Him. And she says, where is my beloved? Oh, is Jesus' heart ravaged by you? To one point to where the man turns to that Shunammite woman and he says, turn your eyes away from Him. Listen, you know what he is saying? He is not saying literally turn your eyes. He is saying, I am ravished by your love. Do we love Jesus Christ passionately? Are we in love with Him? Do you love His Bible? Do you? If you do, then church time won't be a problem. Prayer time won't be a problem. Amen. We'll look forward to those times, won't we? we'll be so in love with Jesus Christ, folks won't have to look long and they'll say, you know, there's something different about that fella. There's something different about that woman out there. We won't be as scared to talk about him in public. We can talk about everything under the sun. We can talk about football games. We can name the football players. We can name the baseball players. Some of you can tell you the score of the World Series last year. But when it comes to Jesus, we say, amen. But we think it's common when people use his name in vain. We don't think nothing about it. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? I just beg you, the message is right here, and I'm fixing to close. I can say fixing, and nobody will think strange what I'm talking about now. Amen, because I'm down here. Here's the thing. If you love him first, count up the cost now while you're in your pew. Listen, you know, this is the first night of camp meeting. Well, wouldn't it be a good night that if you could honestly say in your heart that I am not truly a disciple of Jesus Christ, wouldn't it be a good night to get so committed to the Lord Jesus Christ? I tell you what, this camp meeting, amen, a camp meeting full of disciples of Jesus Christ, there's no telling what will happen around here. Amen. And but not mention you'd enjoy it a whole lot better. Amen. Are you a disciple? Have you counted the cost? Preacher, amen.